recorded from the Oklahoma State University Stillwater campus. This is the Inside OSU podcast. Here are your hosts, Megan Robinson and First Cowboy Darren Shrum.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Inside OSU podcast. I am Megan Robinson, joined as always by First Cowboy Darren Shrum. Hello. And today, our special guest is the newly crowned Miss Oklahoma State 2024, Caitlin Woods. Caitlin, we're so excited to hear about your journey through the Miss Oklahoma State pageant.
I'm just honored to be here. This is such a cool opportunity that I would not have if I wasn't Miss OSU. So,
well, we'll start at the end. How did it feel to be crowned Miss Oklahoma State?
Well, so I actually have been wanting to be crowned during the fight song, like I think since attending here my freshman year. So let me tell you, the fight song, what is it, like a minute long around that time? It's a blur. Like, I don't remember any of it because I was like, this is not real. But after, like, I kind of came to realization, it was literally like the best moment ever. Like, just to represent your university and like to hold this title is super awesome. So
what made you want to be Miss OSU?
Well, like I kind of mentioned to you guys earlier, this university has given so much to me. I will never forget touring it the first time on homecoming weekend, and I actually got the opportunity to go on the field, and I was like, this is the place for me. So just like having all these awesome opportunities through OSU and all the scholarships it's giving me and all that, it's just so worth it to me to give back to the university in any way that I can.
I want to get into the pageant a little bit because Yes. A lot of people know what they see on TV, the Miss America. They don't know the nitty gritty of it. What goes in to being crowned Miss Oklahoma State?
So for me personally, I struggle in interview the most just because I am like, you have to give a miss. You have to be really like mature. And like for me, I'm like so silly goofy. Like I want to sit here and like hang out with everyone, you know? So I had to do a lot of interview prep myself. So that definitely goes into it. And then for sure, practicing your talent / making sure you're living a healthy lifestyle that you can promote to people on campus even, especially like whenever, you know, trying to be active and eat like put some good nutrients in your body, just little things like that. And then definitely like spreading your platform. So my platform is Don't Stand By, Be Kind. And I want to bring that to the college campus by promoting people like being nice to themselves, because I feel like bullying doesn't stop once you get to college. It's not necessarily towards other people, but it can also be towards you, and just kind of giving yourself a mental health break and things like that. So
how do you plan to implement that on campus?
So a couple, actually what I kind of want to start is a podcast, which I've talked about it with my board already. I am a StratCom major, so I have a little bit of podcast background, but I kind of want to get people on my podcast, different groups and organizations on campus that maybe you don't hear from a ton, because sometimes like you have to find your group, you have to find your people. And I think by educating people on our campus and showing them the different things that they can be a part of can definitely help them get more involved / you know, kind of find their group and just feel more comfortable on campus, because sometimes you just need a shoulder to lean on.
So what was your pageant experience prior to this?
So I did pageants for 2 years in high school. I was Miss Bethany's Outstanding Teen, actually Miss Swasu's Outstanding Teen, another college title. But I competed for Miss Oklahoma's Outstanding Teen 2 years in a row. My first year I was a non-finalist talent winner. And then my second year I made top 10, which is a huge honor just because like not that many people get that opportunity. So
awesome. So now where are you from again?
I'm from Lawton, Oklahoma.
Okay. Now, so were you Miss Lawton? Was that what
so
it was?
So actually,
for?
That was my first title. Okay. Was not my first title. That was my first pageant I competed in, because it kind of became like this. I've taken a couple years off because I didn't just want to go to Miss Oklahoma. Like I wanted to be Miss OSU. Like this title was more than just going to Miss Oklahoma for me. So that's how my pageant kind of career officially started, is because I wanted to be Miss Lawton because I just loved where I came from so much.
Awesome.
Yes.
And like you've been saying, this pageant, the winner, you, Miss OSU 2024,
yes,
does compete for Miss Oklahoma 2024.
Yes.
What is your prep for that pageant?
So right now, first of all, I got headshots done yesterday, you know, getting all glammed up. That's like the fun side of it. You get to do all that kind of stuff. Be like, get all pretty and stuff. But like I said, definitely interview for me at all times. But what's most important to me is experience. I want to get in on campus. I actually did I have this thing called Throw Kindness Thursday. And so last week I was in the student union handing out little bags of Starburst for Throw Kindness Thursday, kind of like tying in with Valentine's Day. So for me, I think the way that I can go to the next level and compete at Miss Oklahoma is by getting experience on this campus and meeting people. A lot of people told me they're like, I've never met Miss OSU before. Like, I didn't even know you were a thing. And so like getting out there and kind of just like sharing my story, sharing their experiences, sharing empathy, I think will definitely help me on the next level, just because I'll be able to share with them what I've done with my university and what I can do for the state of Oklahoma.
So what? So we know you get the crown at the end, right?
But, yes.
But kind of what are the other segments as far as the pageant? What? How does that kind of break down, and what does that look like?
So you start off, first of all, the girls that competed, what also makes Miss OSU so special is that these girls are right here on your campus. So like two of them actually are in the multimedia journalism building as well. So like I get to see them every day. I would have never met those girls if it wasn't for this awesome opportunity. So first of all, you meet all the amazing girls that also are on this campus. And then after that, you go through a series of events. So you start off with your private interview, which is one-on-one with the judges. And then you have a little like opening number, which I love it because I'm a dancer. So I'm like right up my alley. And then after that, we do a fitness portion, and then you do your talent, which is a minute and 30 seconds long. It's literally the longest minute and 30 seconds of your life, but it's worth it after you're done. And then it's the evening gown portion, and then after that is whenever the crown starts.
So what was your talent?
So my talent was a jazz dance on point. So it's like classical ballet mixed with super upbeat, crazy jazz technique. It's insane. I used to do it actually for my teen talent. So whenever I was like, oh, I'm going to do Miss OSU, like it's kind of easier if I like repeat my talent. I do not dance as much as I used to, so that was a little hard. But that's what I did for talent. I really just wanted something that would make the judges super entertained slash get everyone in the audience like upbeat, maybe want to dance in their seats a little bit. So
where would you rate that performance in your mind?
So dress rehearsal, I would have rated it like a -9, but right. on the actual day of the performance, I probably would have rated it like a 9. I was super proud of myself. Good. I think I could have done always better because you can always improve. But definitely, I was like, okay, that was awesome.
The lights come on and you perform. That's awesome.
Yes.
Good for you.
You won the talent competition, though.
Yes.
You were named the talent winner. So I think,
yes.
I think you did.
You did
well,
all right.
Actually, I'm a dance minor here at OSU. I feel like I failed to mention that, but I am a dance minor here, which we actually didn't start offering till a few years ago. And it's another favorite thing I love about OSU now. So
awesome.
Super random.
I didn't know.
But yeah.
I didn't know.
You said that you were, when you were a teen in teen pageants, you did dance as your talent. You did dance as your talent for Miss OSU. What will your talent be for Miss Oklahoma?
So actually, we just got all my talent music approved for the state level yesterday at Headshots. So it's going to be another probably like jazz dance on point. I can't give too much away, but it's going to be once again just super entertaining, going to make people smile and hopefully just make them like, I just want to put a smile on people's faces. So hopefully that's what it does.
So how many ladies will be in the Miss Oklahoma pageant?
So there'll be around 40.
Oh, wow.
Yes, there is a lot of us, but at the same time, like that's not a lot of people, which is what makes this such a great honor. Because once again, amazing women from all across the state of Oklahoma that I'll get to meet that attend. There's a lot of girls that actually attend OSU as well. So they're from everywhere.
Where will that be held?
It will be held at the River Spirit Casino the first week of June.
Okay.
Yes, in Tulsa.
So they start with 40. Do all 40 get to go through every segment, or do they cut that number down, or how does that work?
There's a preliminary competition. Okay. So like one night you do fitness and your evening gown / onstage question. The second night you do the talent, because like I said, it takes a lot out of you. And then after that, they have finals night. And so that's whenever they limit it down to 11, one of those being people's choice. And then the other 10 are like the judges' choices. And then after that, they limit it to a top 5.
I've always been curious of these onstage questions, right? Do you get do you have like a selection, or they just kind of throw that at you and you have to be ready?
Back in the day, they just threw them at you. It was like, holy cow. I said, interview is my worst fear. Which is
I would never know it.
That makes
you're doing great.
Right now.
You're better. Doing great.
Right now.
Right.
I feel so much
never
better.
Know it.
Interview is like my worst fear. Well, at least like, I feel like I get better at it sometimes. Like this is definitely practice for sure. But back in my teen days, they used to just throw it at you. And that would be like my worst nightmare. It was something I could not answer. Now they base it around your CSI or platform. And so that kind of makes it easier because like, I live by that every single day, so I kind of, or at least I should know what I'm talking about. So
what was the worst question you ever had to answer?
I'm pretty sure my first at Miss Lawton, I will never forget this. First of all, I already thought I was Miss Lawton, so I just need to stop. But they asked me, "What do kids read enough?" And I said, I will never forget this. I think they kind of do. I think they kind of don't. Like, we can work on it, though. What? As a 16-year-old girl, my mom was just sitting in the audience, and she was like, no, everyone from my hometown's there. And they're like, I'm so sorry. Like, that was so bad. So now I would never say that now. But
right.
Well, as an interviewer by trade, that is an awful question because it's a yes or no question. Do kids read enough?
How do you elaborate?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Say, how can we get kids to read more?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Or why is reading important for children?
Yes. So, not do kids read enough.
Exactly. So really, they set you up to fail.
Thank you.
I appreciate
that.
I will defend you on that one.
Thank you. Let me tell you, after that, we started paying for interview lessons because they were like, wow, that can never happen ever again.
So do you have like an entourage like that fixes your hair and does all that?
So actually, one of our girls on the board, and she's a hairstylist in Oklahoma City. So if what you can see is I have natural curly hair. And let me tell you, it is my hair is my struggle. That's another thing. Miss Oklahoma, you have to do your hair and makeup by yourself.
Oh, wow.
So my whole board's like, oh, we're doomed because there's no way she can do her own hair. So right now I've been doing like a lot of behind the scene hair lessons, trying to like get this under wraps, because that's the last thing we need is Miss OSU going out with like ratchet hair in the back or something. but yeah, they're always fixing me. It's kind of weird because like I said, yesterday I got my headshots done, and like every time I take a picture, like they'd come fluff my hair, and I'm like, kind of like a celebrity. Like, this is like a once in a lifetime experience that I'm never going to get ever again. So it's fun, but it's kind of weird because, like I said, there's just always someone right there. But
so it seems expensive. So you have to pay for all that, I guess. And so,
yeah. Well, yeah. Like I said, that's kind of the beauty of the Miss America organization, is that there's always people pouring into you and loving on you. So it's kind of like your directors, but also we have a lot of great sponsors here in Stillwater alone. So, like, Grage Goods is one of my sponsors. The Oak is one of my sponsors. We have the Treatment Room. There's just a lot of great people in Stillwater that are pouring into me already. Like I said, I wouldn't have those opportunities if it wasn't for being Miss OSU.
Okay.
Did you have to go out? Like, how did you get your sponsors?
So people on the board before Miss OSU, that's what they did. They like went out and talked to them, which, I mean, Miss OSU, a fun fact, actually almost didn't happen this year. It was gonna like end last year with our previous title holder, Tatum Shelton, and Tatum was like, no, like this title needs to stay. And so the reason, like, the how they did that was by going out in the community and being like, you should like pour into this girl, da 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 da. So I necessarily didn't have to do that, but now I'm gonna have to start doing ad sales. And so that's kind of like the hard part about Miss Oklahoma, but it's how you pick your placement, and you want to be at the end in placement. Fun fact / like pageant secret. So I'm gonna have to go in this go into the town of Stillwater, and which I mean I should anyways as the title holder, and just like talk to them and kind of make marketing deals, you know, big girl things.
Sure,
I guess.
Sure. Getting you ready, right?
Yeah.
Good networking for the future.
Yes.
What do you mean pick your placement?
So for example, at Miss OSU, I was the last person in placement. And so there's kind of like a stigma, which this is not always true. It's kind of like one of those things where, like, if you're getting ready to be crowned the title holder and you have your hands on top, the girl who has her hands on top has won. That's not always true. It's just like a little, you know, pageant gimmick.
Yeah, hold on.
Thing.
So if she's standing up here like that?
Yes. Like, if she, like, it's like, you know, like whenever,
she,
like, girls,
she knows,
like,
she's
hold,
the winner?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, if my hands are on top, like, that girl's probably going to win. Like I said, sometimes it's not always true. But for example, with the placement, they're always like, if you're towards the end of placement, it's better for you in the long run of competition. That's what they say. But I mean, you could also be like first in the lineup and win the whole thing. You
right,
know, it's
right.
Just like one of those things where it's like, is it true? Is it not true? But I mean, it makes us sell a lot of ads. So I guess it's kind of smart on their end.
Err on the side of caution, you know, just sell those ads.
Yes. And like I said, it's once again, good interview prep to go out, talk to people I don't know, and get, like I said, get out in the Stillwater community. So
interview for the job someday. So what is your dream job?
So I actually right now really want to do crisis management. I've been learning a lot about that in my StratCom little era. And so I really want to do crisis management because I like to fix things, which I mean, that might be really bad. But like, I just feel like I can go out and help people / maybe change what they're saying, or like put them on a better platform in a sense. So that's kind of like my ideal right now. Hopefully next year when I get my master's, maybe that will change. Honestly, guys, it changes every day for me, which is really bad, but my mom says it's okay right now, as long as we figure it out like in the next year or so. So
yeah, I'm pretty old. I still don't know exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it just changes. It's kind of in a way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darren, you've had like 17 jobs. And I mean that in
a
good way.
They're all fun. They're all fun. So yeah, you're right. I'm happy with all of them.
Right.
So, you know, just keep moving forward, right?
My point though is that you can decide today you want to get into crisis management, and then in 3 years you can switch it up. Like, there's nothing that is keeping you tied to the same job forever.
Ever. And that's what, like, I think makes StratCom so cool. It's like, I can do anything. I could go and be, everyone says I should be a reporter, but I'm like, I don't really know if that's for me. Or I could do social media, or I could do crisis management, or I could do public relations. Like, it's a never ending field, which is why I'm glad that I chose it whenever I came to OSU.
So I'm really curious. You move around a lot because you're very, very lively when you talk. So how does that crown stay on your head?
Well, there's, I don't know if you guys can see it, but there's like 800 bobby pins in it right now. But everyone always tells me that, like, so when I talk, like, it, like, bobbles. So, like, I try to, it's literally digging into my scalp, but it's clearly still
another
not.
Secret. Another
not,
secret.
Yes,
of the
another
world.
Secret. There's like 800 bobby pins connected to my head right now.
Awesome.
But
I need to ask about something that I read about that happened backstage.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Me tripping over the clothing rack. Yes. So we got done practicing opening number and I'm like, okay, yes. Like we got this. Like I just came off of an interview. I was like, we got this. Literally trotting backstage and like just like that little thing over there. Cannot see. It's like pitch dark in there. Fall straight on the closing rack, like into the chair, and everyone's like, Caitlin, like they just knew it was me too, like because I was like before the pageant, like I said, that's what makes it so fun, is like all of us are friends. Like I feel like there's such a stigma, like they're not friends, like, but no, like we literally are friends. So I'm like making TikToks of everyone, like being silly goofy. Oh, boom, just fall straight on my face. And like I said, they had no doubt that it was me, so they're like, oh.
Did anybody get that on video?
No, thank goodness, though, because that would be embarrassing moments of Miss OSU.
How did you regain your poise after an incident like that?
I think just knowing that, like, if it was meant to happen, it was meant to happen. Like, you know, maybe I got to fall on my face a few times. But I think just, like, having people there to back me up, the Miss OSU board is amazing. And so, like, being on here, this is free marketing pretty much for Miss OSU next year. So, like, they're always there to, like, lift you up / get you up. Number one, Michelle was like, get up, you're being ridiculous. But, like, then you have, like, Aaliyah that's like, come on, Caitlin, like, you can do it. So I think just knowing you have people in your corner and to back you up is always super nice.
So the ladies that will apply for this position next year, try to become Miss OSU, how do they go about that? How do they do that?
So next year, there'll be literally, like, a Miss OSU page. Like, you literally can type in Miss OSU. And, you know, like, all the OSU pages has, like, this beautiful white, black, you know, orange background. It literally comes up like that. And there'll be little links for you to find out how to submit your platform / CSI, whatever we're calling it nowadays. And then your fact sheet, which kind of like talks about your talent, more about your CSI, how you're doing Miss America Fit, and then a resume portion. So that's like, I feel like a lot of people don't know about is this is an academic program / scholarship fund, like foundation. So you have to submit a resume as well. And that's like when you sent your talent music. And so it's literally just four easy steps to submit those. Make sure you're enrolled in OSU, obviously. But and then after that, like, you submit your work and you're good to go, and you just show up for opening number practice. So awesome.
You said you came here freshman, or, you know, toured Oklahoma State, came at homecoming and said, this is the place for me. Fast forward four-ish years, you are now Miss OSU.
Yes.
What does it mean to hold that title and represent this university?
I don't want to say loyal and true, but like loyal and true. Like, I will forever be indebted to this place. And this was the only way I could feel like I could give back in a way. It means more than words, because getting to represent my university is like actually insane. Like, I'm still not over it. It's been like 3 to 4 weeks and I still sit here like, cannot believe I'm sitting here today. But it's just like one of those things where, yes, I'm giving back to my university, but I will never be able to give enough for what OSU has given me. Because, like, not trying to get all sappy, but, like, I will forever be loyal and true, indebted to this place. Like I said, being on full scholarship, meeting so many lifelong friends / family, getting to be in America's Greatest Homecoming. Right now I'm the head VR director for Theta, and we're raising money for United Way Payne County. Like, you'll just never get opportunities like that again. And so it's just crazy that now it's like on a whole different platform and getting to give back to this awesome university.
That's awesome.
Well, we are so excited that you get to represent Oklahoma State
for
the next year, and we wish you the best of luck in Miss Oklahoma. Can't wait to see how that turns out in June.
Yay! Thank you guys so much for having me.
Great talking.
And thank you all for listening to the Inside OSU podcast. That's First Cowboy Darren Trum. I'm Megan Robinson. Go Pokes!
Go Pokes!